There was three prisoners who were about to be executed. And you know, when prisoners are executed, they're given one wish, right? Granted, and one wish for a pizza. It was granted, and he was executed. The next one asked for a steak. It was granted, and after that, he was executed. The third one asked for cherries. Cherries. And the guard said, "But it's not the season for cherries." And the prisoner said, "It's okay. I can wait." And according to the story, the execution was delayed for 6 months. In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, we see ways of waiting and the value of waiting. There is Martha's waiting. Martha waited by serving the Lord. And there is Mary's waiting. Mary waited by listening to the Lord. Listening to the Lord. You see, doing good works for the Lord is something good. But it should not just be for achievements or self-fulfillment. It should be for deeper relationship with God. Personal relationship with God. First point, Martha was focused on her work for the Lord. Okay? She was focused on her work for the Lord. While Mary was focused on the Lord of the work. They're two different things. Very different. Very different. You see, working for the Lord is not wrong. As I've said, there is value in working for the Lord. But be careful. Be careful. Because sometimes we think that when we work for the Lord, it is enough. It's not me who is saying this. But there is a better option. Verse 42 of our gospel today says, "And Mary has chosen the better part." Better part. Most of you, if I will ask you, you will say, "Of course, you want to do the better part, the best part." That's always our goal. We are not laborers of the Lord. We're not managers of the Lord. We are all disciples of the Lord. Okay? We're all disciples of the Lord. But sometimes we want to be just managers. Even in our relationship with God, we want to manage it. Control, we push it, and sometimes we even manipulate it according to our advantage. How do you do it? You set a relationship with God and you dictate your terms with God. "Yes, I will follow you, but I will come only once every Sunday. And as long as I fulfill that, I'm good." Huh, you're just Martha. Working for the Lord. Waiting by working for the Lord. There is a better part. Waiting by listening to the Lord. You see, prayer cannot be managed. Prayer is not managing. Prayer is being with, letting go, listening, waiting. That's prayer. Second point. We focus on the Lord. There is value in waiting. I said there are ways of waiting, and there is the value of waiting. In fact, there is tremendous value in waiting. Allowing things to be. That's how we should wait. Allowing things to be. But patiently trusting God. Okay? I'll give you an example. I have been journeying with many of our brothers and sisters who are dying. And I've been journeying ever since I came here. Some I've journeyed for 2 years until their death. Some 1 year. Some few months. Now I'm journeying to at least 3 people for a few months now. Last Thursday, not this Thursday, 2 Thursdays ago, I visited David Strongjan for the last time. David Strongjan is one of our lectors in the 5 o'clock Saturday Mass. Those of you who know him, when he reads, you will not forget him, because the way he reads, he really proclaims the word with power and sometimes with poetic, you know, power. That's David. I know that he was dying. I just visited him 2 days before, and Thursday, I visited him to give him the last rites. And then we prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet, asking God for God's mercy, asking God to journey with him. After the prayers, David said, "Father, I am ready. I am surrendering to God. I am waiting for him to take me." That's waiting. Waiting. No condition. God has been good to me. I'm just waiting for him to take me, to come for me. Sometimes it's not the dying who has problem with waiting. Do you know that? And I experienced that many times. It's the family. It's the family who cannot wait, because they don't. Sometimes you cannot but be hurt when your dying family member is suffering while dying, and you just want God to take him back immediately. What did I say? Waiting is allowing things to be and patiently trusting God. In his own time. In his own time. I remember when I came back, I told Cheyenne, "Where are you, Cheyenne?" "Oh, there." I told Cheyenne, he's not going to die yet. Probably 4 to 5 days, I said. And indeed, last Monday, I received a call. He just died. Just died. That's waiting. Okay? You see, Jesus said in our gospel today, Mary has chosen the better part. I want you to choose the better part. I'm going to suggest to you ways when you can choose the better part. You see, we have, some of you may not know, we have an adoration chapel. Okay? It's small. It's, in fact, the smallest space in this building. But it's the most powerful space in this building. You want to practice immediately waiting, and the best form of waiting by listening, spend an hour with Jesus. Wait for Jesus. You see, God has been very good. You don't need to have skills. You don't need to have high IQ. When you are there with God, all you have to do is to be present. Just like Mary. Just be there. Some of you might argue with me that you don't have time. I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry, but that's not true. That's not true. If you want it, if it's important to you, you will have time. Just 1 hour. Those who are retired here, I appeal to you. I appeal to you. Come. You cannot say that I have no time. What time do you have? You want 1 o'clock in the morning? It's open 1 o'clock in the morning. You want 5 o'clock in the morning? It's open 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to open it just for you to have time with Jesus. As I've said, you don't have to bring anything. You just have to be there. Look at Jesus. Allow Jesus to look at you. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Somebody was asked, what do you gain in adoration? What do you gain praying, waiting for the Lord in adoration? You know what that person said? Honestly, I have not gained anything. But I lost my pride. I lost my ego. I lost my greed. I lost my insecurities. I lost my fears. And I lost my worries. That's what my adoration, my prayer taught me. Taught me. I hope our parish will be the center, an earthquake of adoration. That's my dream. That's my dream. I want to build a church. But more than building the church, I want all of you to love the Eucharist. I want all of you to love God in the Eucharist. You're arguing sometimes that you cannot feel God. God made a system and a structure for us to feel Him, for us to be, to really tangibly receive Him. And if after receiving, it's not enough. The Eucharist is there. You can see Him. You can be with Him. You can be intimate with Him. I encourage everyone. We have a list. It's small. Even if we have 6-8 persons, that's a good problem. If we will have 8 persons every hour in that adoration chapel, next year we're going to build the chapel first for adoration. I will guarantee you that. And I will push for that. As long as all of us are into it. This is Jesus telling us, Mary has chosen the better part. Those who are working, this is my suggestion. Before you go to work, what time do you go to work? 7 o'clock? Oh, 6 to 7. Just 1 hour a week. Go to our adoration chapel. It's open. Just 1 hour. Or if that's not good for you, how about before you go home, pass by here, coming from your work, and spend de-stress inside our adoration chapel. And I can guarantee you, God works miracles. People who adore as a family, God will make miracles in that family. He's already making miracles upstairs. Really, please, my brothers and sisters, all you have to do is call us. Call the parish, If you have the number of Nancy Bowl, Dispensy Bowl, Nancy and Gary Bowl, call them and they will give you a schedule. Okay? But be committed to your R's. Be committed to your R's. That is my guarantee to you. You are not going to gain anything probably, but you're going to lose those bad habits that you have if you spend an hour listening to God.